CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to another edition of Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with my co-host today in studio, the professor.
And Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And he's back from Vizalia.
Actually, Fresno this year.
Fresno, but, well, see, I knew it was out there in California.
The International DX Convention.
Yeah, yes. Well, it's so far away, I'm not too keen. But we're going to find out a little about the DX Convention, which you were a speaker.
Oh, yes, they let me on.
And you were propagational forecasts.
That's right. Giving them some tips on the use of propagation tools to fine-tune their skills at DXing and contesting.
Sounds like a plan. Today's show, sponsored in part by EDCO Electronic Distributors, MFJ Enterprises, and Exotic Research Report. And I want you to please patronize our sponsors. That's how we get to stay here. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. In Arizona, it's 602-230-2755, 230-2755. Today is another edition of Rag Chew Open Line, where we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about with regards to amateur radio. The professor's here, so if you have some technical questions or some DX questions, you know, that's one thing we don't usually get here. Is that people very seldom ever call in about contesting or DX. They don't really have seem to have too many questions about that. But certainly, Ned, AA7A, can answer those questions, being a UF DXCC on how many bands?
At least six.
On six bands, and how many countries confirmed on satellite?
140 some odd.
140. Well, last week we had somebody who called and said that satellite is his thing and he loves it, and I said call back this week and talk to the professor because Mr. Satellite. Okay, also moon bounce. I mean, there's very few things Ned doesn't get involved in. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366. When we come back, we'll talk about the DX convention, and we'll also take your calls if you want to give us a call and get online. 1-800-293-5366. Ham Radio and More, and we'll be right back with more.
Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop Circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet Machine, Plaza Technology, you can buy. Implosion Technology, that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, a new magazine this month. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Investor Jim Paul saw everyone else get rich in the markets and wanted to do the same. Made $1 million, in fact. But Jim made the same simple mistakes that many investors make and lost every penny. Learn from Jim Paul's mistakes by ordering the Three Biggest Mistakes Traders Make 3-hour video series. All trading carries the risk of loss, so if you want to enter the market or have been scared by past losses, order the Three Biggest Mistakes Traders Make. These videos have no get-rich-quick schemes. Instead, this package teaches you how to stop losing money. These videos use easy terms and concepts with little technical talk. They cover all markets, stocks, futures, and options. Order now by credit card for an introductory $116.95 plus shipping. You'll also receive Jim Paul's book, What I Learned Losing $1 Million, a $30 value, favorably reviewed by Barron's and Forbes. You work hard for your money. Don't invest it before learning from someone else's mistakes.
Order the videos and book by credit card at 800-583-5955. 800-583-5955.
Looking for an MFJ pocket-sized Morse code tutor? The MFJ 418 is it. $79.95 or less. You can learn Morse code fast and anywhere. The LCD display lets you check your copy instantly. There's an easy no-code beginner's course, and it takes you beyond the extra class. There's customized practice, plain English, QSOs, word recognition mode, interactive mode. You can learn Morse code anywhere, anytime with this tiny MFJ Pocket Morse code tutor. This is it. With the plain English QSO practice, it helps you pass the FCC code exam. It's great. And it's $79.95 or less. That's the MFJ 418. It makes a great present also. That's MFJ 418. It's new. It takes you from the beginner's class all the way up. It has instant replay and so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. Remember, they have the no matter what free warranty. It's tremendous. That's MFJ, 1-800-647-1800. Call them now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, welcome back to Ham Radio and More. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. It's pretty quiet out there. Guess you guys are watching Tiger Woods destroy the Masters. You know, I heard a rumor that the five out of the last six, this is something I was told, I don't know if this is true, but five out of the last six postal workers that caused nothing but problems and killed people were extra class ham radio operators. Professor, does that kind of imply that if you're an extra class ham, you needed to obviously do Morse code at a fast speed, therefore that is a cause of going insane?
Well, let's just say you're more likely to be a little more high-strung, I guess.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I tell my wife that, be careful. I tell her these statistics on that statistic, and she watches out what I say now.
You see me sail out to sea and sit in the sun so long. I'm rowed to my bound. The silent song of the seashell sounds in my soul. So long, I'm rowed to my bound.
Now, what is Rotuma, Ned?
Well, Rotuma is an island group in the Pacific. It used to be part of Fiji island group, but it satisfied one of the many little criteria for being a separate country, and now it's a rare place for DXers to go and attract a lot of attention.
Well, speaking of DX, tell us a little about the convention that took place.
That was wild. It was a lot of fun. That is the largest convention of its kind in the world. I think they had about 600 in attendance, which is amazing for a single activity like DX. Here we are at the bottom
of the
cycle.
Maybe we should require DX as a you got to be able to talk to one country somewhere before you get a license.
Well, we need to talk about that because there isn't a lot of problems associated with the DXing community. But here we are at the bottom of the cycle. That's still really a very large crowd that attends these things. Something that was kind of interesting, it was a real snap kind of a poll taken at one of the sessions where they asked anybody under 30 in attendance of about 300 people, anybody under 30 out there, and two people raised their hand. Then they said, anybody under 50, and I raised my hand, about five other people. So I think every year that crowd ages about 2 years.
So you mean that out of approximately 300 people, under 10 were under 50 years old?
Yeah, it's
what does that say for the future of amateur radio?
Well, they're probably not into DXing. Those that are into ham radio, getting into ham radio now, are not being attracted to DXing, and I can see why. It takes a lot of let's face it, it takes money. You got to put up towers and antennas and be interested in going on trips and that sort of thing, and you know, people under 30 aren't in a position to do that quite readily, so it doesn't surprise me an awful lot. But at any rate, other things that was really neat is what I liked a lot was the presentation by Bob KK60K, who gave a presentation on the Heard Island expedition that just was pulled off. That was an absolutely monstrous effort.
Didn't they set some records?
Yeah, they made over 80,000 contacts in 2 weeks' time.
Now, 80,000?
Think about it. Our field day group made somewhere around, I think it was 5,000 contacts in 2 days. Well, those guys averaged, I think, twice as much as that for 2 weeks.
And how many guys were there?
Oh, they had a crew of about, I'd say about 14, 15 people.
Oh, well, okay.
Pretty good sizable effort. Yeah, they had helicopters. My crew did not have helicopters. That would have really
field
helped
day?
A lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, another little tidbit that I picked up there was that we had Bill Kinnemer, K5FUV, from the DXCC desk, and someone drilled him and said, how many members of the league are members of DXCC? Just to see, you know, how popular is DXing amongst members. And he said 3% of the members.
Well, that's because so many of the contests are CQ magazine related.
Well, contests, but DXCC is a
100 countries.
But it's interesting, though. Probably 90% of the complaints against the league are due to the actions of DXers. So,
well, no, wait a minute. Now, I hear a lot of complaints against the league because of the actions about Morse code requirements.
Well, you would. You kind of focus in on those sort of things.
And you focus on the DX. And I just wanted to berate my listeners at 1-800-293-5366 and that we have a couple of lines available, and here's your chance to speak and get whatever you want to talk about off your chest, and or if you have any questions regarding amateur radio in general, comments, whatever. And you know what ends up happening is they all tend to call in right at the last 10 minutes of the show, and then I can't fit them all in, so now's the time to call, because then we can spend a lot of time on your individual phone call. Okay. I'm sorry. You gave a propagation.
I gave a talk on propagation tools, prediction tools, computer programs, which will help you figure out what time you should be looking for, what countries around the globe, and gave a little snapshot of what the conditions are going to be like as we get closer to the peak of the cycle. Right now, conditions are so bad I can't even hear the line noise down the end of my street. But as soon as sunspots reappear and we start getting ionization, it'll be the action on the bands will be just amazing.
Now, there was a humongous solar flare that was taking place that I read about.
Yeah,
now,
you read about it. It must have been a slow week in the world of news, because that was not a very big flare. As flares go, it was about medium.
Oh, really? Because I
what
read
made it big is because they just new sensors were in these satellites captured some pictures. And I guess everybody picked up on it, but it was not a big flare at all.
Really?
But there was some aurora, a lot of VHF activity up north. But it did what all flares seem to do, is it destroyed all HF propagation, at least that I was looking forward to. It's been kind of quiet. We haven't had much polar propagation here from the west of Europe.
And I heard some people saying that 10 meters. Was busy, that there was actually traffic and it was open.
Yeah, well, this morning before I came down here, I worked in Africa on 12 meters. First time I've worked, it was Ascension Island. It's kind of an island off Africa, but still, it's a good sign of the conditions about this time of the year around the equinox. You get good propagation across the equator, so it was looking pretty nice today.
As a follow-up to something last week, at the very end of the show, I had a caller, Bill, from back east, who was talking about the no-code organization that just opened, no-code International. So I just thought I'd read that. The fight to abolish mandatory Morse code testing is actually taken to the World Wide Web. This with the creation of a new website dedicated to organizing widespread resistance to the continuation of Morse code testing for any class of the United States amateur radio license. It's called No Code International. It can be found at www.nocode.org. And it's just interesting. You know, I mean, there's DX. There's tons of DX sites, so this is a no-code site. So, you know, it has a thing written, a little document written by Fred Maya, W5YI, Bill Soule, me, Bruce Perrins, a few other people.
You won't see anything of mine there, probably.
No, not on that one. On the DX convention, DX and contesting, you've got all your stuff. 1-800-293-5366. Next week, I'm going to do this show live from the Biosphere in Oracle, Arizona. So it's going to be kind of interesting. The Biosphere. Ooh. I think I'm looking forward to that, because in association with Earth Day. Okay, we have one line available, 1-800-293-5366, and we'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet?
the fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, Radio Contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades.
Richard Walton.
Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow.
Richard.
I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, Blast from the Past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Want to get your personal finances going in the right direction? You can with Getting Going, the Wall Street Journal software that helps you organize your investments and answer your basic personal finance questions. With just a few clicks of your mouse, you can learn more about the best place to invest your savings, how big a mortgage you can afford, or where you should invest your child's college fund. But that's just the beginning. There's also an investment organizer and other tools to guide you to meeting your financial goals. Best of all, Getting Going is free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. For just $3.90 a week, you can have the journal delivered to your home or office for 10 weeks. That's 10 weeks of all the business news that could have an impact on your career, your family, your life. And you'll receive Getting Going software to help get your finances going on the right track.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
CQCQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
I want to thank Chris in New Jersey for giving us a call and saying that on 12160 we're sounding clear as a bell. Thanks to Charles in Rochester, New York, who said the same thing basically last week, and a first-time listener, and sent me a fax. Thank you. Our fax number, by the way, is area code 602-241-1540, 602-241-1540. But our toll-free phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we have open lines today with the professor.
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
Here, so you can ask away. David, you're online. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Let me ask you, I got some material on WWV, but still, can you explain the difference between the A and the K index? And what those numbers, I'm quite sure when they get above 5, you have a magnetic storm.
Hello, David. The A index is an average index for around the world. I think they sum up the K indexes from, I think, 8 sites to get that or something like that. And it's updated once a day. The K index on WWV is the geomagnetic disturbance as measured in the sensors at Boulder, Colorado, and that's updated every 3 hours. And yes, I think it is 5 is the number where they call it disturbed. And those people up north, they're on VHF, and the K index is above 5, should turn a beam north looking for aurora. For us down here in Phoenix, the K index has to be at 9 for about a day for us to look for aurora. It's extremely rare. But at any rate, with a K index of 5 or more, HF bands will be, at least the polar paths, are kind of chewed up and a lot of absorption, so you don't hear DX over the poles at those times. So that's kind of roughly what those numbers mean.
Yeah, now the A index, I think it was up in the 40s this week.
Yeah, as a result of that flare during the week, it did get up to 47, I believe, as high as it got. I've seen it as high as 150
wow.
on some of the big ones.
Woo! Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, David. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, one line available. Give us a call. Lee, AB7HW in Scottsdale, Arizona, listening on KFNN. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Ned. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I have to compliment MFJ. That's the only company, I have an ALS 600, an amplifier. Mm-hmm. The only company I've ever had that called me to tell me that my warranty would be gone soon, and did I have any problems?
You're kidding.
No,
wow.
I'm not.
And they didn't try to... And,
no.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely not. Just to tell me that, did I have a problem, call them. I've never had a company do that.
The professor is in awe. I'm serious. His mouth is wide open. He's not trying to eat the microphone either.
Maybe we should stop buying used radios and buy new ones now. Every once in a while. Maybe I'll be happy with one.
Well,
that's good news, really. That's I don't know whether it was a random sampling or have you complained about stuff in the past?
No. I've been happy with everything. But out of the blue, just came this call, and it was a gentleman from MFJ, and he said, if my warranty was going to expire, did I have any problems? If I did, call them. They'd take care of them.
Wow.
I know.
That's good.
That is amazing.
Good.
How about that?
Well, they can't buy that kind of publicity, so yeah, I certainly thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you both.
Okay, Lee.
All
have
right,
a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-293-5366. That opens up one line. 1-800-293-5366. That's what this show is all about. Calling in, talking about amateur radio. I mean, where else can you do this?
I don't know. I know of no other place.
And you can have whatever you want to talk about. Okay, we've got 30 seconds, so Crystal will take your call right after our station identification, which is coming up, so I don't want to take you and then throw you away, so I'll put you on hold, so wait a second. Next week, again, I'm going to be with the Biosphere. The following week, we're going to have a forum preview of Dayton here. Fred Maya, W5YI, and Nancy Cott, WZ8C, will be here to debate Morse code.
They're going to be in the same room?
On phones.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're going to be on the phone, and they're going to be here to debate should Morse code be a requirement. So that's going to be a preview of our Dayton Hamvention. So that should really be interesting. I'm gonna pick Crystal up for a second. How you doing, Crystal?
Hi.
How's KBNP treating you in Portland? Okay. You getting a good signal?
I just tuned in a little bit ago, and I heard you talking about Morse code.
Morse code, that's it.
And I like to reminisce, if I may.
You sure can.
I'm not an operator or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. But you're a listener.
Yes. Back in the late 30s, they had public broadcasting. It was broadcast from Benson High School in Portland, Oregon. They gave a course in Morse code. It was International Morse Code.
Right.
And I followed it.
Okay, hold on. We're going to come right back to you after station identification.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking to Crystal, KBNP Country, Portland, Oregon. Thanks to them, we're on Real Audio on the Internet also. And Crystal, you're reminiscing little about Morse code. They were teaching International Morse Code.
Yes, in the high school. Well, it was not in the high school, but it was broadcast from the public radio station in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that the C was da-da-da-da. But in the American Morse code, it wasn't. Was it da, and there was a space, and da-da? Is that the way it used to be?
Yeah, that is the old...
American.
Yeah, that was the earlier version of our code back when they were using the what do they call those, sounders?
They had those bugs. Well, I guess that's it. By the way, I used to work for Western Union for over 30 years.
Oh, my. Okay.
But I was not a telegrapher. I was an automatic telegraph operator. We used simplex and multiplex and later on facsimile and stuff like that. But I remember that sort of thing, and I thought that was interesting. They used to put some really interesting things on the radio where people could learn something. And I don't know about the whether the Morse code should be taught for this, have this law, but I see nothing wrong in having Morse code because
it might
save somebody's life.
Well, it could. There's sure, and it has. There's nobody looking for abolishing the use of Morse code. No one's for the abolishment of the use of Morse code. Just the requirement that you need to know it in order to use voice privileges under 30 megahertz.
By the way, is International Morse Code and American Morse Codes, have they combined to one standard Morse code now?
Yeah, international code is what's been in use on the amateur bands. And like I say, the other Morse code, or I don't know what you called it before, was mostly used, I think, mostly on the long lines for
Western Union.
Yeah. In fact, there is still a remnant of its use on the ham bands. The letter C that you mentioned, is still used by most old-time CW operators, and I fall into that. To check to see if a frequency is clear, because I believe that was a sort of a use of it during Western Union was to kind of wake up the guy at the other end of the line.
Well, wouldn't it be kind of confusing using a C two different ways?
No,
didn't know both ways.
Well, it's like a lot of things on code. There's a lot of abbreviations, and it's just another one of those that's used by people who enjoy the mode.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal.
Bye.
Okay, bye bye. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. A couple of lines available. Phones are a little quiet today. I think that people are either watching golf. They can't be watching the Cubs because the Cubs have been losing every game. I think they're 0-9, so who would watch them?
Maybe they're making sandbags for North Dakota or something.
I don't know. Actually, from what I've been told, 12160 is doing pretty well. In fact, you told me the propagation on 12160 should actually be better.
Yeah, the higher the frequency, less absorption, less fading, but it's a longer skip, so you probably aren't covering the guys in the Memphis area as well as before. But at 700 miles out, it's probably a very, very good signal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that last week Bill Pasternak called a news line from Southern California, and he said we were coming in gangbusters, which we weren't previous to that. So we should be getting the California market, and as word spreads, they'll be hearing us on 12160. Okay, we're going to take a really, really short break. Then we're going to go to James in Glenhead, Louisiana. I think they're Long Island. I'm not sure what that is, and we'll be right back. Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with my co-host today, the Professor.
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And we're talking about amateur radio. It's Rag Chew Open Lines, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about in this final half hour of our show today. And if you have a question that's technical in nature, give us a call. If you have an opinion on why sales are down all over the United States in regards to amateur radio products, that they're down 20 and 25%, you can let us know. If you think that it's interesting, the FCC is now proposing a vanity license fee hike, which they just started with vanity license plates, licensing, not plates, and now they're increasing the price, so that's interesting. How about that Kenwood? Yes, Kenwood. Look at that, free advertising. Is now selling to Fry's Electronics. It's a superstore in California. And so now you can buy a Kenwood amateur radio along with your computer and whatever else you want to buy at Fry's. So this is just the start of maybe who knows who selling Kenwood products. What do you think of that? With business down like it is on most products, maybe that's the way they can survive.
Maybe.
1-800-293-5366. Let's go to James in Long Island, New York.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, you're coming in at 10 over 9 out here in Long Island.
Excellent. Well, that's
I have a Drake SW8 receiver. My comment or technicality was that I heard about these Leos that want to take over the ham bands. And due to a technicality now, to use your cell phone on those bands, won't you have to learn the code?
Whoa.
Why are you asking? We have
I think if they want to use cell phones on those bands, they should have to use the code.
Well, you don't have to know Morse code now on those bands.
Oh. Well. Okay. Well,
that's
maybe
the one place.
Ham radio and go on those bands.
Yeah. See, that's the one place that you can go. Anything above 30 megahertz, and you don't need to know Morse code. So you don't. You're not helping my argument, James.
Well, I know a good reason to get them off there, because according to the law, they have to ID in Morse code or some manner every 10 minutes. So maybe that's another way to get them off those bands.
Yeah, that's true. You do have to ID.
I'm trying to learn the code.
Well,
I've been listening to the 75-meter ham operators on my Drake SW8, and it sounds like a real party down there. I'm really interested in getting on those bands with my own license.
Well,
I have to learn the code, right?
You hear all kinds of people on 75 meters.
Yeah, you do have to
listen
know the
to those who are upbeat and positive in nature. There are many other types of people down there.
You need to learn 13 words per minute code also. It's not just the 5 words per minute. So, that's one of my contentions that I disagree with. But, you know, it was funny because I was talking to an unnamed person from the ARRL recently, and although he was very pro the code and keeping the code, he has recently said that he's talked to more and more people who have voiced their opinions, and he's starting to say that the 5 words per minute should be all that's required. And once you pass 5 words per minute, pass the written general, and you have a general license, and then if you want the advanced and extra, then he says, okay, leave it at 20.
Well, let me ask you another question. Can a computer modem like a 288 be plugged into an HF transceiver and transmit computer data over the airwaves?
Positively.
Yes, you can.
Not a 288 standard modem, but there are modems like it, which you can do that, yes.
Slower?
Much slower.
Probably much slower. The HF propagation is a lot more vague and tenuous than your phone lines. But not my phone lines. I'm having all kinds of trouble maintaining internet connection, but that's no problem.
That's because you don't pay your bill.
But
I want to learn more about slow scan TV.
Well, okay.
Try to get that in your show.
Slow scan TV? Well, that's a good one. We haven't
done
a
slow... Tell me how to do it. Tell me how to pick it up.
Okay, I might call a guy, Jim, in Massachusetts that I know and see. He makes a few different products for slow scan. We've done shows on it, but just not recently.
Oh, well, I've only been listening about 9 months.
Okay, well, we haven't probably done it within the last year or so. So we will look at doing a slow scan TV again.
Okay.
All right,
Jim. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, and of course, that's similar to getting the grayscale stuff that you get on the weather maps, right?
Yeah, it's sort of. They're coming out with so much software that can use your sound card to get slow scan, and some of the more advanced software will do the weather effects, either HF or the APT stuff coming down from the satellites. So, yeah, the computer and the sound card are becoming the standard interface these days.
Yeah, and in fact, you could even send Morse code over your computer and also detect it. The programs do that, too.
Right.
So
yeah, not quite as good as a skilled moonbounce operator, but pretty well.
Do you know any?
Yes.
1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. We also have to have some levity here because that's why it's so much fun to do this show. We'll be right back to Ham Radio and more, and we'll take your calls. We'll go to Delaware, Massachusetts, and even Chandler, Arizona after this.
Len Winkler here for EDCO Electronic Distributors. Wow, what a group of products do they have from around the world. Look at the AR8000 or some of Daiwa power supplies and SWR PWR meters. How about Watson scanner antennas and maybe a couple of other accessories? They've got the AR2700 and so many more products. It's just amazing. Until you get their catalog, you really don't have a real comprehension for all the products that EDCO has. Give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Okay, write it down. 1-800-344-0397. If you're a scanner enthusiast, If you need power meters, whatever you need, EDCO has it. 1-800-344-0397. Tell them that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More and ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that. 1-800-344-0397. Call them today. That's EDCO.
Here's a great offer from Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
1-800-77-HAM-AD. Write this down, 1-800-774-2623. That's the phone number for Amateur Radio Trader, the Ham Radio Marketplace. It's a publication that comes out twice a month. You can get a subscription, they're very inexpensive, and you can see all the deals that are out there that are available. If you're just getting into shortwave, you're just getting into amateur radio, the products are in here if you want used equipment. And if you want current equipment, well, the major manufacturers are advertising also. So you can get that, and you can get more because each issue is full of information like repeater information, propagation, how to repair certain items. The Amateur Radio Trader is more than just a magazine to sell products. It has information. Get a subscription at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. It's very inexpensive. 1-800-774-2623. And it works. Amateur Radio Trader.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
And we're back. Ham Radio and More. Oh, by the way, we are live at 2200 UTC on Sunday evenings. If you're listening to us at any other time, please don't call because we're not live. Okay. How's that? Well, I'm still live, but the show wouldn't be live, right?
Whatever. Yeah, people understand.
They do. Okay. All right, but one thing that we're talking so much about Morse code that I love this. This song is just, what's that? What was that?
That was a CQ.
It's great to QSO in Morse again. Instead of talking till I'm hoarse again, I know I'm on my hobby horse again, but it's great to QSO in Morse again.
I played that for you, Professor. Jim N3JJA in Claymont, Delaware. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Len. You can't wait to get that from Ed, can you? You just love to do that for him, I can tell.
You're right. Hey, do you guys enjoy our bantering, him and I?
I think it's great, actually. Okay. I do. You get well, maybe not completely opposing viewpoints on amateur radio, but pretty close. I mean, you guys are, on like one side of a very big fence. You know?
No, but you see, we do come in on one thing. We want to see amateur radio survive and continue to prosper.
Well, that's going to take a few changes that maybe Ned Moe would agree with.
Well, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to touch on something that Ned had to say earlier about the expense of getting on HF. When he talks about how a lot of people who are 50 and over are doing most of the DX chasing and the contests and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, that is part of it, but I think part of it also is, as much as I hate to say it, some of the, if you'll pardon the expression, anal retentiveness of the league in general on the code. Plus, you're getting more and more developments that are being built these days, new homes and that sort of thing that have plenty of restrictions about antennas. You're getting a lot of other factors in there that need to be brought up. There's also you know, radio doesn't hold the fascination anymore for a lot of younger people. You know, why go through all the trouble and expense and work to a certain point to get 13 words a minute and get on the bands that really have the activity when, you know, you can plug in your modem and chat with people till you're blue in the face, you know, for $20 a month.
Wow. You covered a lot of ground there, Dell. I agree with just about everything you're saying there. Delaware. I wrote down Dell.
It's quite all right.
He's the professor. He can do that.
I'm allowed. I can be absent-minded at times. But you're right about the fact that the newer generations of hams are living in communities which are quite restrictive is a big problem. And I've contended that myself for some time, that's a big factor. I know when I was just recently buying a house, or not recently, my last house that I bought, I had to do a lot of, I wrote rules that I have to go someplace where they allow hams, and it was quite limited where I could move, and that's going to become more and more so as time goes on.
When we had an attorney on just a few weeks back about that, he claimed, you know, just as we're experiencing here, there are no new developments that permit them.
Right. Yeah, all new developments have a boilerplate. As for the Internet, I think that's interesting. I don't look at it as a replacement for ham radio. I think it's an augmenting of ham radio. I mean, still the basic idea is communication. It was done originally with just radio, and it doesn't have to be just radio. I'm not a purist in making sure that only communications happen with radio. I work the Internet a lot in order to find out information. But you can talk to people on an Internet phone, and hopefully technology will improve to make that more reliable, or you could direct where you want to talk to. I know a lot of people are starting to use that for making long-distance phone calls. I'm not sure whether there's going to be regulations that are going to limit that soon or not, but I think it's a great idea to use Internet as an added extension of whatever electronic media for personal communication. I like the whole idea.
Of course, that's going to be one of our four topics at our forum in Dayton, that and CW and contesting and the ARRL. So
yeah.
Those four topics
sure.
are the four topics.
Yeah. I have a friend who, I swear, has worked DXCC on fax on his phone.
Really?
Fax on his phone.
Well, I'm wondering if the ARRL will give me a DXCC, well, at least a WAS for working all states on this show.
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah.
Probably didn't do it in CW. You know how it goes.
Oh, wait. There's
Thanks,
no restriction.
Jim. Thanks for calling.
That was just for you, Len.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Right up.
Bye-bye. John, WA1N, they're so kind. WA1NTI in Massachusetts. How you doing, John?
Hi there, Lynn. Well, I just wanted to throw my two cents in about CW. I myself kind of live in a kind of quiet, crowded neighborhood. I live here in Northampton by Smith College. And what I operate is on CW on 80 meters. I have a Century 22, a Tentec, about 20 watts. I feed that to about 33 feet of wire going outside the house. And I just love getting on right about now around sundown. And I can hit basically the whole East Coast, and just talking to guys in dinghies in Chesapeake Bay, or somebody with a nice, a house in Long Island by the ocean.
You know, John, I'm in no way trying to stop you from doing that.
I
support you in doing that, and I think that's one of the great 70-plus modes of communication that amateur radio has to offer.
Right. I just hate to see people not being able to get into that, you know, kind of being shut out.
Well, but if they would allow you to do other things and then expose these people to that, when instead of it being a requirement, you know, when you require something, people get defensive. When you tell them they can't do something, people always want to do it. You know, CW will always remain because Ned, for instance, needs to do moon bounce, and it's hard to do it on voice. So he's going to use CW. CW will always have a need and will always have a place, but so will AmTOR.
Right.
So why can't that be the requirement?
Right. But my only thing is I like to push it more to get some more CW-only rigs out.
There you are. A prejudice together.
Right.
CW only. I'm not for a single sideband only.
No, but this Century 22 rig, you can't even find them used anymore. They just made them for a short time.
You're the typical in-love ham.
A lot of new Kenwoods are being shipped out without microphones. So as far as I see it, that sounds like a CW only rig.
Okay, very good.
Thanks,
very good.
Professor. Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's what this is about, voicing your opinion.
When we come back after this break, we'll go to Chandler, and then we'll go to California near Sacramento. And that'll probably make it for the end of the show. 1-800-293-5366, Ham Radio and more, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and gotten their name, and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name is embarrassing, and in business, it costs you money. This is Kevin Trudeau, founder of the American Memory Institute, the world's largest memory training school. Having an instant recall memory, a photographic memory, is what the Mega Memory Home Study course is all about. I've pioneered the most advanced breakthrough in memory improvement technology in Mega Memory. Within just a few short hours, you'll increase your own memory 500% or more, guaranteed. You'll remember names and faces, even hundreds at a time, and instantly recall virtually everything you see, read, hear, or even think about. Students get straight A's with less study time. See why over 2 million people have already benefited from the Mega Memory Home Study course. Now, it's your turn.
Call 1-800-799-MEGA. That's 1-800-799-MEGA and improve your memory today. Start with this number, 1-800-799-MEGA.
If you love sailing and want to sharpen your sailing skills, Sailing World is the magazine that can help you do it. Every monthly issue is dedicated to help you improve your sailing performance. You'll learn how to maneuver small boats in tight quarters and large ones where inches really count. Sailing World will keep you up to date on regional events and major regattas like the America's Cup. You'll preview the hottest new designs and changes from the most sophisticated professional models to those boats sailing out of your own harbor. And every month, Sailing World's experts will keep you informed on the latest developments on the sailing scene to help you improve as a sailor. Articles that teach you the tactics and techniques of sailing, how to upgrade your boat's equipment as well as your personal gear, and much, much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of Sailing World for only $21.77. Call toll-free 800-227-5300. Steer a course for better sailing with Sailing World. Call 800-227-5300 now.
Telephone.
Yes. Is this a Tony Romano?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it. I found you. It's him.
Who's this?
Well, you don't know me, Tony. I'm just your biggest fan. You want to hear the incredible way I found you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was leaping through Blast from the Past. It's this fabulous new book, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years. It's got hundreds and hundreds of rare photos. And there you are, Tony Romano, on page 178.
I am?
Uh-huh. So I wondered, my Tony, oh, my beloved Tony, alive or worse? So I pull out the phone book. My eyes pop. You're in the phone book, Tony.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Tony, when I heard you singing back on radio's Jack Carson show, I think it was 1944, I just dreamed of the day I could see you, and there you are in Blast from the Past, so good-looking, and here I am talking to you 52 years later. So what do you do these days, sweetie?
Well, I always drive a produce truck.
Excuse the ring, sir. I told you it was another Tony Romano. It sounded like a fool.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Yes, Professor, it's true. I was on 10-meter single sideband a couple weeks ago on 28385, and it is true that the DX cluster didn't pick it up, and it is one of the rarest sightings you would have ever made.
I would like to have been there to see that.
Okay. Dick in Chandler, Arizona, N7 IPA. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hey, I got a question about international redemption certificates. I know the, and I haven't been on for a while, but the hams used to use them, send them to foreign countries to help out on postage for QSLs. Where do you buy those?
You get them at the post office.
Post office?
Yeah, I think they're $1.05 each or something like that nowadays, and one of them will guarantee return by surface mail, two of them by air mail. In some large number of countries, not all countries, some places require three IRCs.
Do you have a list of countries that honor them?
I think you can request that list at the post office.
Okay.
Something I have found is that one green stamp has the same buying power as two IRCs for most places. dollar bill. There's a lot more usable at the other end of the line. Almost everywhere, it's a little more efficient to just use a buck.
Okay, I've got a daughter in Chad, out in the boonies there, and she said not to send money because
that's right. Some places in the world, it is illegal to own U.S. currency.
Well, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but the
they have sticky fingers. We understand.
The security of the Postal Service.
That's another good thing. Anytime you're sending mail to foreign countries and it's a little thick with IRCs, and then, by the way, it's international reply coupons, or dollar bills or whatever, don't put ham call signs on the envelope anywhere. That usually is a trigger for
giveaway.
For the postal workers who haven't gone postal yet.
Yeah, but they're going. They're going for their 20 word per minute.
Yeah.
Real fast, Dick.
Okay, real fast. I work in Land Mobile, and I have seen recently a lot more hams getting into illegal disruptive operations in the Land Mobile service, and I think one of the things that's helping to cause that is that they haven't put an effort into learning the code and don't have anything to lose. So with that, that's my opinion.
Thanks, Dick.
I also think it's the laziness for not.
There are a lot of problems with people reprogramming commercial equipment and using services illegally. I'm not sure it's all hams though.
And well, I'm sure it has nothing to do with Morse code. Thank you, Michael in Citruside, California. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just want to give you a little signal report. I was surfing a dial earlier and heard you guys on the air. Mm-hmm. You guys wanted a signal report, right?
Sure, we'll take it.
Okay, do you guys go by SINPO?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, I got you a report of 55545.
Hey, that looks good.
Yeah, you guys are beautiful, and it's, you know, I'm not an amateur myself, but I wouldn't mind seeing Morse code eliminated. It might encourage more people to get on the air, even though I can understand your guest concern about increasing problems with.
Well, we didn't hear the professor say that he was opposed to it.
Okay.
See, you know, he's kind of walking this thin line, you see.
Yeah, but knowing code will let you use the ham bands better than voice.
More efficiently. Michael, thank you very much for the signal report.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day now.
You too. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Ned, the professor, for being here.
I enjoyed it.
And thanks for listening again. Next week, the Biosphere Live. We're going to honor Earth Day. So, 73, we're QRT.
'73s and '88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.